Hi, Eagles fans, and welcome inside the NovaCare Complex Studios. I am Alex Smith, and I am very pleased to be joined by the head coach of the national championship, Villanova Wildcats, Jay Wright. Jay, thank you so much for coming in. I'm sure it's been a crazy past couple of months for you. Has it all sunk in yet?
I don't know. I don't think it's totally sunken in. Every once in a while, someone will hit you with a congratulations. I'd tell you about the game, and you relive it, and you feel like, wow, yeah, we really did do that. But sometimes I wake up and say, did that happen? So it's been cool.
So let's start things off by talking about why you're here today. The Eagles reached out, asked you to come and talk to the team. What was it like just to be in front of the guys this morning?
Really cool. Impressive group of guys. You know, as a coach, you always look at things that kind of are on the sidelines to see how people react. But I was first honored that Howie and Coach Peterson asked me to come in. It's my favorite team. I grew up in Philly, sure. So I'm talking to my favorite team. But just the guys coming in, introducing themselves, saying hello. You could just see the guys are really, really humble guys, and I enjoyed meeting them. Loved having the chance to have a team in front of me. Haven't had that for a month or so.
Yeah.
To have a team in front of me and talk to them, it's been a great experience.
So you've got to be around Coach Peterson a little bit today. Did you get to pick his brain at all? What's kind of your sense on him returning to Philadelphia here as the head coach?
Well, I kind of get a feeling Coach Reed and I are friends and always still root for him out there in Kansas City as long as they don't play the Eagles.
Sure.
And I kind of get the feeling he said to Coach Peterson, you know what, check in with Jay, because we've been, since he got the job, we've been texting and talking. And then we really got to spend some time today after I spoke with the team. I did pick his brain about a lot of things. We were looking out over the practice field and watching the guys, talking about his influences in coaching, his ideas for the team, his challenges here. I think he's going to be very, very successful. I think he has a great feel for the personnel, the organization, mm-hmm. and the city of Philadelphia. You know, they're three different things that have different dynamics, and I think he gets it. And I think he's a real genuine guy. I think he's authentic. And I'll just watch how the players respond to him when they come into the meeting. Seems like a really good vibe there. It's been really interesting to watch.
So, Coach, you led the Wildcats on really an unprecedented run through the tournament in terms of margin of victory. So you know what it takes to connect with these guys, really, you know, connect with them on their level. What does it take to lead a group of players and make sure they're all headed in the right direction?
Well, first of all, I came in here to ask questions. So I asked Coach Peterson, I asked the assistant coaches, I spent time with Howie, talking to Howie about how to build a program, because I think the Eagles sustained success over a long period of time and have been very, very successful. And that's really what we look to do. Our goal wasn't to win a championship, but our goal was to be pure and committed to each other and our process. And then if the result is a championship, great. But first, we've got to be true to playing hard with great effort and playing for each other. Being intelligent players, and then taking pride in playing for Villanova, you know, and not just ourselves individually. So that was really what our goals were, and then the championship was a result of that.
As you're going through the tournament, the stage is bigger each round. There's more pressure each round. Did that change how you had to coach the team?
It really did. You know, we were in the Final Four in 2009, and when we got to the Final Four this year in 2016, the difference, just enormity, was incredible. How many obligations you had off the court. Now, in 2009, we had a lot. I thought we had a lot until I got there this year. And it was really important for us to keep the team segmented in that we have to take care of our responsibilities for the media. But then we've got to get out of that mindset, and we got to get into a warrior mentality to play against two great teams. Sure. That made it really difficult. And it just grew throughout the tournament exponentially. Every spot you got to, more media, more distraction, so more concentration on staying focused.
Jay, you mentioned it, but you're an Eagles fan through and through. So is there a signature Eagles moment from your fandom or a signature player or game? What really stands out to you about this franchise?
Wow. You know, when Coach Vermeil was here and they went to the Super Bowl, I thought, I was younger then. I was a kid. That was probably the highlight for me. But I think one of the things that stands out recently and Coach Reed's tenure, and even with Coach Kelly, that just the resiliency that these teams have, that Eagles teams always come back. No matter what they did the game before, they come back and play hard. Just like the win up in New England, you know? I mean, that just they never go away. They never die. You can't put them – you can't kill them. They're going to keep coming back at you. I love that about the Eagles. The Eagles fans are the same way. I think that speaks for the city of Philadelphia.
A lot of big changes here in the offseason. New coaching staff comes in, new players through the draft, free agency. What's your outlook on the 2016 Eagles season?
Well, as a coach, I always say be patient. Give Coach Peterson and the staff a chance, this team, to gel. You know, it might be by the end of the season, but it's a process. It takes time for these guys to go through experiences together. It just doesn't happen overnight. You can't just put a staff, players together, and win a championship. But you can start building a championship mentality. And just being around here today, meeting the players, meeting the coaches, spending time with Coach Peterson, Howie Roseman, I can just sense the vibe that they're building something, and I think that they're going to take a great pride in representing the city of Philadelphia and the Philadelphia Eagles tradition. So I see a real positive vibe here, and I think if we're patient as fans, I think exponentially this could grow into a championship team.
He is Jay Wright, the head coach of the national championship Villanova Wildcats. Jay, thank you so much for coming in. We know you're a really busy guy this time of the year, but we hope to see you on the sidelines at Lincoln Financial Field.
Oh, I'd love to.
And thank you all for joining us inside the studio right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.